Okay, a very common thing that happens in a lot of places is cutting. Cutting in line, you know, you're standing in line waiting for someone and someone cuts the line. So I thought we'd do a Shiloh that is very happens a lot, unfortunately. So a guy named Yaakov came to Rav Zilberstein and told him the following story. He said he was in a waiting room in an office. It was packed and packed with people. He said he took a number and saw that it said 600. They're only up to 550. The number that said that the number they're up to 550, and he had to wait 50 people, which basically meant a couple of hours. He was going to his seat, and he found a little crumpled piece of paper on the floor with the number 553. Obviously, a much quicker, or much closer number to 550, and he wouldn't have waited as long. And then at the end of the day, the person who threw the 553 on the floor, you know, that maybe they threw it out, or it was specifically put on the floor like the guy left. Is this guy named Yaakov now allowed to pick up the paper and now allowed to cut the lines? We could be able to get back to and get out of there as quick as possible. So Rav Zilberstein for three reasons says how cutting is actually an iser d'oraisa. He says it would be an iser against the Torah. He says the first of the Meiri brings down in Sanhedrin lamed beis and beis. Now cutting in line is not exactly geneva. It's not theft. However, it would violate still the iser of what the iser in the Devarim of tzedek tzedek to heard of. Right? And no, it's not. It's just dishonest and it's unfair when someone gets to somewhere before you. And then you cut them, it's unfair, it's dishonest, unfair, and that would violate the Isra in the Torah of Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirduf. The second thing he quotes from Rav Yisrael Salanter, in a sefer called Kolchvei Or, on page 72, Ayin Beis, Rav Yisrael Salanter writes that waiting in line is a society thing, it's a culture thing, it's an accepted custom, that at the end of the day, whoever comes first to a certain place, they're waiting in line at the pizza shop, they should go first. Right? And Rav Zilberstein even quotes, the Chazon Ish said, cutting the line breaks the fences of society, it breaks the gedarim of what a culture is all about. At the end of the day, you're encroaching, even the Chazon Ish says, on the property of others. Someone gets to somewhere before you, at the end of the day, their property is that you go ahead of them, their property is being overturned, it's being damaged at the end of the day, but when you cut them. So the first reason, the Meiri says you're going against Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. Rav Yisrael Salanter says, like, at the end of the day, it's a society thing. The Chazon Ish says you're actually breaking the property of someone. Right? They got there first. And Rav Zilberstein said, for the third and final reason, it will be usher to cut. What's the Isra that Rav Zilberstein says? It says, the Pasuk says, we know in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudches, V'haft Leicha Kamocha. Just as no one would want others to cut them in line, no one. You're standing at the pizza shop, you're standing in Golan Heights, you're standing by Uri's Pizza, and right, you're waiting a good 5-10 minutes. You wouldn't want someone to cut you in front. You wouldn't want someone to cut in front of you. So at the end of the day, by you cutting in front of them, you're being over the iser in iser doraisa, which also Rav Zilberstein says of after the chamocha, which also would lead to chil Hashem. Right, you're standing in Publix, or you're standing in Walbams, or standing in any supermarket, or even if you're standing in a kosher store, you're standing in Seasons or in Gourmet Glad, whatever it is. When you cut someone, and even if they're only Jews in the store, but the non-Jews see you, even if they're only Jews, you could still be a chil Hashem in front of Jews. It's a chil Hashem when Jews are seen as people who are cutting. Right? This happens all the time. A lot of people, especially in parking lots, people cut in front of other people. And in the day, it's an isra of av talrecha kamocha. So for three reasons, according to the Meiri, it's you're going against tzedek tzedek tirdof. According to Rav Solan, to the Chazon Ish, it's a society thing. It's a culture thing. It's part of society. That when someone gets somewhere first, they should be served first. And finally, Rav Zilberstein says two more reasons. It's an iser of ahavta lerecha kamocha, and it's also an iser of it's a bittul of mitzvah of ahavta lerecha kamocha, and also chil Hashem. So at the end of the day, you might think, oh, maybe all those things now get counteracted because maybe the piece of paper. Maybe the piece of paper says, no, the guy had yesh, the guy is finished, and then you picked up the piece of paper. But he said, the papers are only given out, says Rav Zilberstein, to show who came first, right? So now, if you pick that up, not only are you doing all those four isurim, right, of tzedek tzedek tirdof, and going into society, and going as Vavzor HaMechel Hashem, but what are now, you're becoming a liar. You didn't actually come first. End of the day, you just found the piece of paper. End of the day, all those reasons would still apply, and end of the day, it's an absolute iser d'oraisa. It would be a Torah prohibition to be able to cut. And I think it's something very very important because sometimes everyone gets so busy. I'm going here, I'm going there. At the end of the day, you're able to realize when you're standing in the store, there's a reason why someone's in front of you. There's a reason why someone's in front of you. There's a reason why someone's there. And at the end of the day, a Jew can be able to mekadesh shemayim. Most important in the Beis HaMidrash and specifically outside of the Beis HaMidrash, which is Zohar Bez Hashem. Hashem's name, and be able to take this mid of savlanos, take the mid of patience, and be able to learn about it, and to see then the day how significant, and to be able to make sure not to cut, and be able to work on our patience. Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.